Пане Томе, незабаром рік, як триває повномасштабна війна Росії проти України, чи залишається незмінним курс британського уряду щодо підтримки України, зважаючи на те, що останнім часом змінилось кілька прем'єр-міністрів Великої Британії?
No, it's not the same. It's more. The reality is that the UK government and the UK people are even more committed to the people of Ukraine and to the defense of Ukraine than they have been. And you can see this very clearly. If you look today in Poland, you can see areas where the UK government is working with the Polish government to collect evidence of war crimes. If you look at diplomatically, you can see places where the UK government is working with the Estonian and Polish governments to make sure that Ukraine gets the tanks that they need. If you look internationally further, you can see areas where the UK government is working with many other governments to make sure that the level of support that the Ukrainian people need for international funding is there. So it's not true to say that the support is the same. It's much, much more.
Що включає все ж таки детальніше новий пакет військової допомоги, який Лондон надає Києву?
So you'll already have heard about the tanks, Challengers, yeah. A very, very good tank, by the way. I've used them myself. It's not just the military aid that you see in terms of the Challengers and all the weaponry that has gone into Ukraine, as you know, from Javelins and N-Laws and all the different weapon systems. It's also the training. If you look today in the United Kingdom, you'll see thousands of Ukrainian troops are coming through the UK being trained to be able to fight in a way that will defeat the Russian army and make sure that they are ready for the kind of combat they're facing. And I think that level of support is really important. The UK is also operating, as you know, as a coordinator for many other countries. So there are many other countries, including Australia and others, who are also training Ukrainian troops alongside the UK in the UK. And that's hugely helpful. So what we're seeing is we're seeing a souped up, pimped up aid effort by the UK, which is delivering the kind of combat capability that Ukraine needs.
Щодо термінів, от Велика Британія планує передати Україні танки Challenger до літа. Про це сказав Белл Уоллес, так? Але раніше говорили, що це буде навесні. Тобто, якими будуть терміни передачі танків? Чи не буде це запізно, бо Путін готує наступ?
So I'm sure we're going to get the tanks to you as quickly as possible. I know that the army is already working on making them ready and making sure that they get there. But the thing that we've got to do immediately is train Ukrainian tank crews. And as you know, training has already begun for many elements of the Ukrainian armed forces to work with tanks, because it's not just about learning to drive a tank, but learning to work with tanks so that the infantry, the artillery and the tanks all work together. I don't have the dates, I'm afraid. I'm not going to give you a date any more precisely than you already heard, but I can tell you they'll be getting there as quickly as possible. And now, of course, the Leopard tanks are going to be coming as well very soon. And so the essential thing that we've got to do is make sure that as soon as the tanks are ready, they can be used. And that's why it's so important to do the training. And that's why the UK has invested so heavily in training Ukrainian armed forces to make sure they're able to use them.
Чи планує надавати Лондон Києву літаки, літаки-винищувачі, ракети великого радіусу, які можуть нищити об'єкти в Росії?
The UK has already sent many different weapon systems, and we'll be sending AS-90s, which are a kind of armored artillery vehicle, which is a long range, a very long range weapon. And there are many other areas where I'm sure support will be coming. At the moment, there are no plans for aircraft, as you know, but there is enormous effort that's gone into air defense, and that's already in place. And there's many other areas where I'm sure that the UK will be listening for requests from President Zelensky and from others. So the Prime Minister has already said, the Prime Minister has said that that's not on the plans at the moment. But what we are doing is we're making sure that the Ukrainian armed forces have the equipment to defend themselves from air attack, and that we're already doing, and to make sure that the Ukrainian armed forces have the ability to conduct what we call combined arms maneuver, which means moving together with tanks, artillery and infantry so that they can defeat the Russian army.
Є інформація з багатьох джерел, що Путін готується до нового повномасштабного наступу, і Україна орієнтується на дані Міністерства оборони і британської розвідки. Що ці дані говорять? Коли планується повномасштабний наступ Путіна?
You will understand that I'm not going to talk about intelligence publicly. We share very closely the intelligence that we receive with our Ukrainian friends and make sure that the Ukrainian armed forces are ready for whatever we expect to happen. That's where the investment goes in, and I have to say the work that the Ukrainian intelligence services are doing is remarkable, and they've demonstrated huge heroism and capability. What we can do is make sure that that capability is increased by supporting them in many different ways, and we will continue to do that.
Росія постійно погрожує застосуванням ядерної зброї, і Британія входить до клубу ядерних держав. Чи це лише погрози росіян?
Threatening nuclear weapons is a very serious violation of international norms, and sadly this is not the first time that Putin has done it. As you may know, in recent years he's threatened Denmark with nuclear attack as well. He's threatened other countries at different times, and this kind of behavior is completely unacceptable. This is why, this is one of many reasons why the UK and is standing so clearly and firmly alongside Ukraine. We all have seen the reality of Russian aggression, not just over the past year, but over the past decade. The war didn't start in 2022, nor even indeed in 2014. But you can see the different moments at which Russia's aggression against Estonia in 2007 or Georgia in 2008 has led to where we are now.
На початку повномасштабної війни Росії проти України ви запропонували вислати з Великобританії всіх росіян. Як ви вважаєте зараз, тому що є заяви європейських колег, що потрібно вислати послів і дипломатів Росії з країн Європейського Союзу. Яка ваша думка?
So, as you may know, after the Russian state organized an attack against the Skripals in Salisbury a few years ago, the UK, alongside many allies, expelled many Russian diplomats, and we have not allowed the Russian embassy in London to build back up. So it is now a very much smaller embassy than it has been before, and there is no intention of allowing it to increase.
Посольство Росії в Лондоні буде працювати?
At the moment we are... We maintain an embassy in Russia, and Russia has an embassy in the United Kingdom. The work that they're able to do is very limited.
Співучасники російської агресії – це і російські олігархи.
So, as you may know, the UK has already frozen billions of pounds worth of assets in the UK. We've frozen sports clubs and property and cash around the country, closing down those oligarchs connected to Putin, and making sure that that money cannot be used to undermine the security of the United Kingdom or indeed our allies like Ukraine. And we will continue to look for and close down any accounts or holdings that may exist. We're also introducing new laws. The Economic Crime and Corporate Transparency Bill that's going through Parliament at the moment gives more powers to the UK to be able to control and expose oligarchs' wealth, or indeed anybody who is breaking the law's wealth, so that it can be frozen if necessary.
Перед повномасштабною війною був створений союз Україна, Велика Британія і Польща, тристоронній союз. Наскільки цей союз є результативним, наскільки він є корисним для Києва і для Лондона?
So the reality is that Kiev and London have got much older links than that. We're both descendants of Viking empires coming out of Sweden, who founded both, in many ways, founded much of the history that shaped us. King Canute was a relation, perhaps a distant cousin of Vladislav, who founded Kiev. I don't know quite how close, but maybe closer than we think. And so the relationship between Kiev and London goes a long, long way back. What we're seeing today is a reflection of that proximity an echo of the history of our people. Because what binds us together, what binds us so strongly together, is not treaties or even it's not just the treaties, it's the reality that we know what it's like to face a totalitarian enemy and to feel like we're on our own on the front line. You know, 70, 80 years ago, Polish pilots flew from the UK to defend Britain against fascism. And today, Polish and British troops are training Ukrainian soldiers and helping defend you against totalitarianism. And what you're doing is helping to defend the whole of the West.
Чи можливо створення нових регіональних союзів, зокрема з залученням інших країн, зокрема країн Балтії?
Well, I love working with the Baltics, so I'd be delighted.
Президент України Володимир Зеленський планує в лютому представити план мирного врегулювання війни в Україні. Якою має бути формула миру, яку підтримала Велика Британія?
I think President Zelensky has demonstrated that he is one of the great leaders of the 21st century. I'm not going to advise him on what he should present, but I will be listening very carefully to what he does present, because he's no doubt going to have thought through many different aspects of what is possible and be offering opportunities for the Ukrainian people to live in peace in a way that guarantees not only their own freedom, but also protects many others. So I'm very, very keen to hear what President Zelensky has to say.
Генеральний секретар НАТО Єнс Столтенберг наголосив, що надзвичайно важливо, щоб Путін не виграв цю війну. Як бачить завершення війни Росії проти України в Лондоні? Як це має виглядати політично і технічно?
So the end of the war will be decided when the Ukrainian people are able to determine their own future. And it will be up to President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to make that decision. The UK has always made it extremely clear, and Prime Minister Sunak has repeated it, that we are going to support the Ukrainian people.
Це має бути вихід на кордони 91-го року в Україні.
The United Kingdom only recognizes the UN borders, doesn't recognize any other borders, and has never recognized any other borders. And it's up to President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to determine what the peace should look like.
Підтримка Великої Британії України на шляху до НАТО, якими ви бачите перспективи членства? Тому що Борис Джонсон нещодавно сказав, що велика помилка, що Україну не взяли до НАТО, і це призвело до війни.
Well, I have to say that the war demonstrates that NATO membership really works. Countries like Estonia and Lithuania and Latvia have been threatened by Russia in the past in many ways, and NATO has worked. And so I'm very glad that countries like Finland and Sweden have applied for membership, and they're very welcome. And I look forward to having conversations with other countries when they ask. What we've got to do now is make sure that Russia's aggression in Ukraine fails and Putin's illegal and barbaric war fails. What he has decided to do, not just this year, this past year, but in the years before, is try to use the politics of the 18th century in the 21st. He's not an emperor. He's not a tsar. He's going to lose. You're very welcome. Slava Ukraini.